827. The beautiful Valerie Harper joins us now. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. Is that Steve?
It is, and I've got a...
And I know you've got my buddy Dean with you.
Oh, I was going to be my... It's going to be my big surprise.
Oh, Valerie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I blew it. I love him, though.
Valerie... could not be more happy to hear your voice. You do not know what a smile has been on my face since I heard that we were going to be talking today.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
No,
but we have to talk to Steve, too.
I guess so.
Isn't that nice that she includes me? Valerie is one of the sweetest people you'd ever meet in show business, and there's a lot of punks and jerks in show business, and Valerie... Not even in the team picture. If you ever meet a celebrity in your life, if you get to meet one celebrity, Dean, who would you want to meet?
I've said it over and over every time people ask about when I do these A-list interviews. It's Valerie Harper herself.
Couldn't
nobody
be nice.
Nicer, nobody more professional, nobody more talented. I still focus and remember these one-woman shows that you did, the most theater stuff I did. Well, here in Chicago, and what I saw on Broadway, these one-woman shows that have to be the most difficult thing for an actress to do.
They are tough. They can be. They really are. But I just love doing fun work, and that's why the show that I've the one I'm talking to you about today, The Sign Sealed Delivered, is written by Martha Williamson, who wrote all the Touched by an Angels.
Oh, that's nice. And it's the Hallmark Channel. It's called Time to Start Living. And by the way...
Oh, that's the song I sing. did they name it that?
Yeah, they called it that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they called it
Time
that.
To Start Living.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know.
And it's a week from Sunday night, but we're getting a jump start because Valerie's very popular, and she might not take my call. She'll take Dean's call because Dean's her boyfriend.
She's going to be Valerie's.
No, you are too, Steve, because we've met. And we've
many times.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to shut up so Dean can talk, but I do need to know one thing, Dean. Valerie, how are you feeling? Everybody wonders how you're
feeling. Number one question, yes.
Yes, I am amazingly holding my own. I get the regular test every 8 weeks. I get a brain scan, and it seems to have, my doctor doesn't like the word recession, but he says it either response or non-response to a given treatment. He's very pragmatic. But it seems to be receding. What looked like it was, you know, really incurable, and it still is, because it's microscopic. It's not in my brain. It's in the lining of the brain where people get meningitis. It's called meningeal carcinomatosis. That's what it is. But for short, they call it lepto. Don't ask me why.
Well, you know, all we want to call it is over, so that's great news.
And it may not be, but it doesn't matter. It's not bothering me, guys.
Well, God bless.
People suffering from cancer, pain, side effects, all kinds of stuff. I have some little stuff, you know. The medication has been great, though, and it's worked. And, I'm doing well. I really am.
Valerie, how has it changed how you're living and working and your outlook on life? I mean, after the diagnosis, you went on Dancing with the Stars, and seems like you got busier than ever.
I know. It pumped up the jam. Did we used to say that in the It really, I've for a long time been trying to live in the moment and, you know, one day at a time and participate and laugh and so forth. But now it's very, very, I wake up and I say thank you. I woke up. It's another day. And isn't that daffodil a gorgeous yellow?
Mm.
It's very interesting how if you stay in the moment, your life gets so full, so quick. You see so much, and you feel so much better. And I am just, you know, we're all going to go at some point, so I'm just not going to live in the going. I am here now, so I'm staying for the moment.
That's great attitude.
And enjoying it.
So
yeah, it's the best way to go.
Yeah, tell us about
people would stop being so fearful of death. Because it's such a inevitability. Just have it be there. You don't have to rush to it. You don't have to welcome it. But you do have to accept it and then move on and live.
It's a great attitude.
So tell us about this role that you're playing in this Hallmark movie that'll be on Easter Sunday, Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Yes, it's a Hallmark series, a really wonderful, wonderful show written by Martha Williamson, who wrote... Touched by an Angel. That was her show. She created it and was executive producer all those years and head writer. And it's about a dead letter office in the post office. Where people are a little cadre of four actors. They're wonderful. Eric Mabius, who was on, Ugly Betty.
There you go.
A darling young man, a wonderful actor. And his cohorts have to try to deliver undeliverable mail. So it's a detective story. It is a drama. There's some very sad stuff. You see a four-year-old letter hoping that the person is still around to receive it. There's all kinds of things, but there's humor. And I play Teresa Capodiamonte, who is well into her 70s, lots of long, red, curly hair, a wig that you wouldn't believe, and she is a character. So I'm thrilled to do that.
Capodiamonte, a nice Polish girl.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah. All right, before we run out of time, Mary Vandeveld Dean is doing a dance competition for a fine charitable organization in DuPage. Mary, Valerie's done it. She was on Dancing with the Stars. Do you have any?
I know, and she did so great.
Do you have any questions?
Hello, Mary. Nice to talk to you.
My biggest question is, how does it feel, or how do you get your mindset off of dancing with someone who's young enough to be your son?
Oh, easy. I just take the adjustment that he's my grandson.
Oh!
Incredibly gorgeous. Tristan McManus, with his Irish brogue, his charm, and his beauty, and his wonderful patience with me. We had a great time, and I'll tell you, the cancer was nothing. The knees could have killed me.
Knees,
oh my God. And I got some treatment after that has helped me tremendously. But my God, it was really, that was the tough part.
Dean, point.
And when are you doing your performance?
May 10th. And I'm just asking because the guy I'm dancing with is pretty young, so.
Okay.
But
well, you're not doing all that sexo porno moves, are you?
Not yet. Oh, man.
That would be Steve's dance. Yeah.
I'm not going to be wearing a lot. I will wear glitter. I'll wear a ton of glitter, but the skirts will be long because there would be too much shaking cellulite.
Did you know, Steve? I don't want to point any fingers, Steve.
And it's a great show. It really is.
Mary, where on you does it hurt the most? Dean, point on the anatomically correct Mary where she's the most sore.
Well, I've got the pointer, and I'm certainly glad nobody can see this right at the moment.
I can't divulge the information.
All right, fine. the great Valerie Harper coming to the Hallmark Channel Easter Sunday night, 7 o'clock Chicago time.
And the next week as well. I'm doing two shows for them.
Fantastic. Well, you're always welcome here. And I appreciate, and I know sometimes you slip into town with a little tryst with Dean, but you're always welcome here.
Actually, you know what? On that morning, Easter Sunday morning, Valerie is going to join us on our Sunday radio show, and we're going to talk because I wanted to talk privately with her without you, getting in the way. So we're gonna talk with her there, and we're also going to have her on the WGN TV morning news. I forget the day on that, but we've got plenty of Valerie Harper for all of our Chicago fans, of which there are many, many, many.
Because you're so devastatingly appealing and attractive.
That's very true. Yeah. I can't argue with her. She's a brilliant woman.
No.
Thanks.
My regards to Chicago. I love that city. So you guys are going through so much, and it's so interesting, and you're probably the real first city.
That's exactly right. We love you back. All right, hold on a second.
Love you, Val. Thanks.
And Valerie Harper, again, Sunday night, Easter Sunday night. Aww. She's the best.
Is Dean going to be
way,
okay?
I want to hug somebody right now.
Grab Ball.
I got nobody. I got Paul Conrad's here. That's
He's very huggable.
Not the same.
And keep your paws off McElroy. But here's the thing. As nice as she sounds right there, that's who she is, right, Dean? I mean, that's who she is in person.
She couldn't, honestly. You will never meet a sweeter, more wonderful person. If we were all in the same place talking, she would have had our hands in her hands.
Yeah, it's good.
She is so warm and so truly personable. Not showbiz personable. She is just the really one of the most wonderful, nice lady.
And by the way, on Easter Sunday morning, when Dean has Valerie on, it'll be right after they pretend they bumped into each other, and then she comes on the show.
Exactly. So, that's how we set it up.
You hussy.
Seems a little more personable.
I'm talking to you, by the way. You're the hussy.
Are you telling me?
Yeah. Okay. All right, buddy.
Witch.
Hello. Bye, Dean.
Wow.
Good advice, Mayor. There you go. Oh, she's awesome.
Coming up.
I wish she was here. I want to hug her, too.
Yeah, none of that porno dancey stuff or whatever she said. Coming up, the Hawktionary and John DeCoste with more exciting information on what to do with your bags. Stand by for that. But first, this may be the latest we've ever started news. So it's a record setter.